Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. We're here with Brian Powell. Brian, what's your title? Do you have a title besides ad guy?
Yeah, I'm an associate creative director.
All right. So you've got projects that you're doing, and you're managing teams and all of that. And I'm sure that in the creative world, you run across all different kinds of world views. And so how do you navigate that as a Christian in how you want your work represented, but just with the relationships there that you have with different creatives that come from a different background, different worldviews?
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, it really is. I can remember environments where I've worked where people cried a lot. You know, because that there's stress, there's pressure, there's egos, there's different personalities. I think as a manager of people, I've witnessed all of those things happening, and I think most people would sit there and say, this is not right. You know, this is not the way that that we have to get good work out of people.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think, you know, just the way that I am with people, it can be enough to show them that there is a different way to view this.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I think in the way that I work, I have a strong work ethic that I think is an obligation to my employer.
Yeah.
It's not just a matter of ambition. It's a matter of you've hired me to do a job and I want to do it well for you.
Right.
And I think too, talking about an obligation to the clients that, you know, we have taken them on. They have entrusted our work to grow their business or, you know, at minimum, keep them flat. Economically.
Yeah.
And so I have an obligation to do good work that brings them money, that brings them resources.
Right.
And I think to the consumer, I have an obligation to be ethical and accurate in the way that I describe it. You know, the absolute worst thing would be for them to get the product that I've told them is so great, and they're just like, this is it. This is it. You know, this is what you
have. Which happens so much.
It does.
And so it sounds like, you know, just coming from that advertising world, but just as a Christian, there's a lot of honesty and integrity and faithfulness that comes out in what you do and how you lead teams and manage people and in the products that you should produce, which, you know, honesty and integrity and faithfulness are all Christian virtues, but, you know, anybody can do that at work. But it should be the Christians that are the prime examples. Like, it should be that employers are vetting, are you a Christian? Because I know Christians are going to be honest and ethical and men and women of integrity, and they're going to be faithful. But that oftentimes is not the case because we can just be looking to make the paycheck and stuff like that. And that goes against what I call the cultural mandate that's given in Genesis 2, and that is to cultivate and to bring to fruition these things that God has put in the earth, you know. And that's one of the things we've been talking about is how humans function and how they read and how they see things. And you're bringing that to fruition in ways that give glory to God. And your work teams around you, I think, can fall in line with how you approach that, which is, that's a witness. That's a way to glorify the Lord there.
For sure.
So
I think there is also this aspect of, and I know we joked the other day that one of the previous people stole the passage that I was going to talk about. But there's a different way to look at that passage where God was given the instructions for the building of the tabernacle and that there were craftsmen that he had equipped to do that work. And that if those people were equipped well enough to build this beautiful structure that was meant to worship God, then how do I see that in my own work? You know, you hear a lot about first responders and military and those people, like what a calling to serve people. And I'm not diminishing that, but I also want to take that to every single person and every single job. God has equipped you to do something and to do it well.
Yeah.
And I think the way that we produce the work that God has given us to do in an excellent way reflects how we view that gift and that calling that God has given us.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when he talks in Genesis 1 to be fruitful and multiply, part of the reason for that is to produce these image bearers that fulfill the cultural mandate all over the earth in a million different ways. So there's these little lights of God glory going off. Yep. And we oftentimes don't see our work as that. We just see it as a necessary evil, even though there was work before we fell into sin. And so I just want to say to you, you know, in this space that you are in, how much I appreciate you and thank you for being a bright light in that world. It's not necessarily a dark world, but it's just the world that we live in, and you get to take what you do in terms of advertising and let it be a reflection of the glory of God. And so thank you for doing that. Thank you for helping us understand how that takes place in the advertising world, and we wish you all the best except for the Red Sox.
Thanks, Cliff.
All right. Until next time, we'll see you again on Day by Day Expressions.